to witness the reciting of the national pledge at the Senoya Primary School were convinced that the exercise was nothing but state propaganda designed to brainwash children. The pledge will be done when every school term begins. Silas Musangea of Chinoima Pakolo Density Suburb said Zimbabwe has nothing to show the children. The portrayed hard work in the national pledge done to liberate the country from colonial rule.
From what I've seen here at the moment, we're trying to make them patriotic, but do they have the supporting things to do or to show them that, yes, this is what is right for them? Because right now, if we're going to salute the fallen heroes, when at the same time things are not moving very well for the children, they won't appreciate what the fallen heroes have done.
But others, like Mrs. Patience Gororo, who brought her child the gift of a Zimbabwean badge, said the national pledge is good because black people are not privileged to go to school during the colonial era. Mrs. Gororo said the girl child has every reason to celebrate the work done by Zimbabwe's forefathers to liberate the country.
I think us, the whole country, it will help us to acknowledge and to appreciate what our forefathers had done for us. It was a great job what they did for us, and today we are here, we are enjoying their fruits. It's also our fruit. You know, like back then, we're not privileged to go to school, especially as the girl child.
Some of the children loved the pledge. One of them, Billy Petros, who is in grade 6, said he understood the national pledge as a prayer to Zimbabwe's ancestors to bring blessings to the country.
It is a prayer to our ancestors who fought for our country. Yes, we like it a lot because the national pledge make us happy, because the ancestors may bring blessings to us.
Some Zimbabweans who are against the national pledge argue that it violates the rights of children as enshrined in the supreme law of the country. Zimbabwe's Chief Justice Godfrey Chigausiku recently dismissed an urgent chamber application by the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to stay the reciting of the national pledge in schools until the court makes a ruling on the case. The Constitutional Court will only hear the matter in June.
Almighty God, in whose hands our future lies, I salute the national flag, respecting the...
Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atash Goriwa.
We are proud inheritors of the richness of our natural resources. We are proud creators and participants in our vibrant traditions and cultures. So I commit to honesty.